This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's still fun to go up and watch spring training games. I haven't done it. I didn't do it last year. So you got that getting ready to start up. We got Heat basketball back in action. Panthers going to be back for the second half of their regular season. Tomorrow at home against the Kraken. Heat on the road in Toronto. And it all kind of gets going here, right? Inter-Miami's going to get rolling here. And we're going to be off and running with all the sports not in the family of football. And that sport just doesn't sleep. Football has... incredible. The greatest growth of football, obviously the games are the most important thing, has been everything else that they've been able to make into big events, right? Like the draft. Now, everybody wants the draft party. Cities bid on the draft party. We'd like to get it. We'd like it. Everybody wants it. And you see this crazy amount of people, not just people in the city, but people fly in and make a weekend of it now for all three rounds of the NFL draft. They got the combine, you know, it's on NFL Network. You can watch guys run shorts and lift weights, and a lot of work gets done behind the scenes and free agency, and all the agents go up there and meet with the GM. So there's actually a lot, maybe even a little tampering going on there, right? League breaking rules type to go on and get an idea of how your players feel about playing certain places and all that stuff. Getting an early jump on the business, man. Getting an early jump. But it's amazing that all the stuff that the league stays relevant year round. The draft itself now gets big ratings. First round of the NFL draft's a big deal. All those picks. Hell, half those guys, they don't even go to the draft. They're staying home and got cameras going to the house to see, you know, how the guy fits in. And those guys that do it for a living, evaluate them. And it's just amazing what football has done. And it's allowed fans and fantasy football, of course. And amazing. The whole offseason, right till June and July, when the league finally takes a little bit of time off and takes a little vacation. Actually, that's when everybody's taking vacations after the last mini camp, and you're off and running. So we got a lot of good stuff going. The Panthers in great shape coming back home, except the Matthew Tkachuk injury. He did not play a lot last night. Great effort. You know, everybody loves what he's done and getting a team, and he and his brother Brady and what they did, but he did not play a lot last night.
So we're getting texts about that this morning.
That's the problem.
Let me ask you, because I said this to you after the last game. I go, if you're a GM in the NHL, it is your job to win, right?
I know where you're going on this. Go ahead.
How do you – well, the problem is the tournament was awesome. I loved everything about it, but how do you – balance or, you know, make sense of, like, it's very physical. Those guys played like they were playing for the Stanley Cup, right?
I'll give you one better. Their top defenseman came in the locker room last night. He just got out of the hospital. They said he's out for the season. There's a good chance he's not playing. So how about you think that team feels?
Okay, but how do you balance that? Like, how, and they got the Olympics next year. Which guys are going to play the same way?
They are going to play their ass off.
So how do you do that? Yes. Because if I feel like we're giving hockey a pass, because if this was any other sport, we would go bonkers.
Hey, Woody, so let me just say this. It's a great
question. You do agree with that,
it's
though,
a great
right?
question, yes. It's a great question. I just want you to listen right. there, Sammy Downer.
Because you joined
everything. No.
Screw you, man. You jumped on me last time I brought this up. That was my thought when I watched how hard. Because I didn't realize they were going to play this way.
You can't rip the NBA for those guys being soft and not playing hard.
Oh, I think there's a middle ground, right?
No, there's not a middle ground. Those guys are not going to play hard because they don't want to get hurt. They're not going to defend.
And I also didn't rip the All-Star. I told you I thought the most important thing for the NBA is their Saturday night. I think they need a dunk contest with their stars. But how do you square the way with this, like, you know, guys getting hurt because they're playing at that pace?
Same thing. Different sport, a little more physical. The football thing has gone to flag football. I don't know what the commissioner...
But that's after the season, though.
Yeah, but it's still... those injuries, Woody. Guy
what
gets
injuries?
Injured.
Okay, I mean...
Guy blows his knee out. Probably not going to see the start of the season, my man.
I know, but you're going... That's an extreme, though. Like, this is in the middle of the season.
Yes.
Like, they got to come back and make a cup push now. Like... I'm just asking you, man.
I think
we give hockey a pass because
we
enjoyed the tournament.
I did enjoy it. And if Matthew Tkachuk has to miss, hopefully just a week or two, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, of course you are, because it's a week or two and you enjoyed the tournament. But
yes.
I'm just saying,
now,
man.
You lose a guy for the year, you're probably not real excited. I'm guessing the makeup of hockey compared to every other sport, and I got to disagree with all the guys on sports talking about, they put baseball in there, the All-Star game. Those guys play hard in the All-Star game. That's false. They throw hard. They try to strike you out. Guys are trying to hit home runs.
But again, completely different, though.
I understand, but
they're going to get hurt doing that.
No. I'm not talking about the hurt part. I got away from you on the hurt part for just a second, but I saw the All-Star game. And I wrote it down like, hey, listen, man, I get you want a dogpile on baseball. But those guys, they play hard in the baseball game. I mean, baseball's not exactly run around. You do a lot of standing in baseball. But as far as guys pitching, they're not throwing batting practice. They're trying to strike guys out. Nobody wants to get embarrassed. And guys hitting home runs, they want to be MVPs. They want to lead their teams to wins. Even the friggin' home run derby, guys, if they're in that thing, they're swinging from their ass trying to win it. Now, to your point, it's a great question. But I think hockey gets behind this. I think hockey in the NHL still realizes, especially in this country, if you're not in one of the big markets that's had hockey forever, like Boston, you need that. Dallas, you need that. There's some markets, in my opinion, you need those events to get you. I don't know. I didn't have a problem
with it. Well, Texter here, this is the same guy. He's riled up because he's calling again a meaningless game. That game last night was not meaningless. Matthew Tkachuk, I believe, said it was the most important game of his career.
Yeah.
It wasn't meaningless.
Those guys all said that game was like a Stanley Cup Game 7, and some said it might be even bigger. That's what they were saying, not me. The guys that were playing are saying.
No, he said it was the opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, it wasn't meaningless, but again, I don't know how
I always love when a guy says that after the guy's playing tell you how important it is, and you're going, no, it's not. I'm just sitting back as a fan, and it's not. I don't know. I wasn't watching that game last night going, man, I hope Bennett and Reinhardt don't get hurt. Oh, God, don't hit him. Oh, Tkachuk. Listen, and I thought what you did. Tkachuk.
But I think hockey gets a pass, right?
What kind of pass? What are you talking about?
Because the tournament was very entertaining, and we were all kind of captivated by it. If the NBA played their All-Star game, and they played as hard as you want them to play, right?
As I want them to play?
Yeah.
Everybody wants
out there
them
and
to
they
play
they play their asses off for
Everybody
four
wants them to play hard.
Okay, and Anthony Edwards tears his Achilles. What are you going to tell, you know, the people in Minnesota? Tough luck?
All right. So
I'm just, you know,
so then don't
have, play like devil's advocate.
Then don't have
here,
the
like,
game here because you're a little bit of a fraud because you rip them when they don't play hard.
A fraud, but.
But you come on here and go, oh, I can't watch it. Nobody tries.
But they're also running a billion-dollar business.
Well, which way do you want them to go, Woody? Let's talk about the NBA game because that's dogpile city right now. What do you want to do? those guys partially don't want to play because they don't want to get hurt because they're not getting a game
check. The NBA's got bigger problems. The NBA can't get their guys to play in the regular season. So
what, do you forget that?
We're talking about playing in an All-Star game.
We're talking
in this
about
lifetime.
The All-Star game.
That's never what's never going to happen. Where they're going to play in Harden in an All-Star game? It'll never happen. I don't care if you make it, you know, them against the, you know, USA against the world or whatever. They're never going to do that. They'll give you a, they'll play in the fourth quarter.
They don't play in the fourth quarter
for a little bit.
They used to play in the fourth quarter. They used to turn it up. They don't now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I don't know. So, guy says, tell that texter it's called sports, bozo. He threw a bozo in there on Friday.
I don't know, man. I'm just not going to let anybody crap on last night. I'm not. It was great. And by the way, we might have been one or two, three, two teams. I don't know where that defenseman who from the United States that came in.
Yeah,
they were hugging him. He just got out of the hospital. The guys came over to him. And then the announcer goes, oh, this is an emotional time. He just got out of the hospital. He's their best defenseman. He knocked the crap out of Canadians in the first. He did a great job defensively. Oh, and by the way, he might be out for the season.
That was like, one of the best. Geez. That was one of the best tournaments I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was absolutely fantastic.
For
the ratings are absolutely through the roof. But you got to get back and play tomorrow.
Right.
So,
and Matthew Tkachuk probably, I'm guessing, will not play. As tough as he is,
yeah,
he's not going to play 7 minutes and look at the coach and go, hey, still hurting from 2 days ago.
Well, if he was struggling through that game last night, I'm guessing, yeah, he's not going to play.
How about the fact that he even played at all? Because you know he's really hurt if he didn't play. I mean, yeah. They're in his ear, and he's going, he's shaking his head like, I'm hurting. He's going to be out a while. Matthew Tkachuk's coming back today, and they're going to go, hey, man, it was great what you guys did for hockey, but Matthew, you're going to be out. Yeah.
Well, the Panthers had their whole damn team playing in this thing, it seemed like.
Had seven guys. I think Bill Lindsay said they had, what, seven or eight guys. I can't now. I'm not
man,
sure.
It's crazy,
seven or
man.
Of their players.
I'm just saying, like, from that perspective, it's risky.
Yes. It was great.
Yeah.
And I hope.
But I do think we look at hockey, again, a little differently. Just saying.
They look at their own game differently.
Yeah.
PK Subban hit on this yesterday, like, hey, man. We're just made up differently, and there's that money thing goes out the window when you're playing for your country, and you're not worried about your NHL team, even though you're gonna make a lot more per game if you're a superstar. Try to tell the guy that probably had more pressure on him than anybody, Connor McDavid, who, by the way, if he doesn't win, everybody's all over him because he's so friggin' talented. He has a game winner last night, game winner in overtime.
I feel good for him. So texture says,
"Were you being a smartass?"
No, I like Connor McDavid. I think he's a special player. I mean, I enjoy
he's
watching
the best
him
player
play.
Hockey.
But, I'm glad we beat him in the final last year. The NHL is the premier hockey league in the world. Winning the Stanley Cup is the ultimate goal. Getting hurt doing something other than doing things to win the Stanley Cup is counterproductive.
So what? So you didn't want to watch that last night? Why is this taking place
today? If
you're
a hockey fan, you didn't watch that.
Why is this taking place today? We'll talk to Paul Maurice Monday about this.
What do you think he's going to say? Oh, I wish my guys wouldn't play.
Well, can he say something, or you just decide what he can say? He can say what he wants.
He's not going to say that.
Paul Maurice can say what he
wants.
He's
a hockey guy.
Exactly.
He probably loved that tournament. Everyone loved the tournament. I'm just saying.
You say whatever you want.
Imagine the NFL did something like that in the middle of the season?
No, that wouldn't
happen. Guys started getting hurt?
They don't want to play at the end of the year. I'm not sure they want to play flag football. Anyway, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got
to the NFL do some kind of competition, like a little week 8 break or something. No. People go bonkers.
You know you can't. Why would you bring that? Such a bad example. It's the worst example.
Why is it the worst example?
No, because you keep trying to do hockey and football together, and we have 5 or 6 guys on average on every team that are either going to be knocked out of a game. You lose basically a player a week almost. And you hope he comes back. They don't have that every night in hockey. They don't have that. You make it sound so. I don't know why you keep bringing it up. It's just not a very good example to me that you keep trying to do this. You can't play a football game in the middle. You can't play where you're going to play. That'd be great. Kansas City and Buffalo play. Just not gonna work. And then you're gonna get guys to play full speed. Now you got me going. You're just being.
I'm not trying to get you going. My point is...
Why don't you just tell me that the same... Go ahead, and the physical thing...
My point is that I think it's something worth at least discussing, like the fact that these guys are out there killing each other, and tomorrow the Panthers have to take the ice and try to make another cup run.
I'm guessing...
So
we did have some guys knocked out. The United States had a couple guys knocked out.
And I think that if this was any other sport and you had your guys out there getting hurt... that people would be going nuts.
That's I don't know, man. A lot of people enjoyed the hell out of it last night. I told you.
You could be a both-way fraud, can't you?
I'm giving Matthew Tkachuk up for a week or two. Like, take it off. What you just did for the sport.
What about the season? No. Would you give him up for the season?
He's not going to be out for the season.
What if it came out he was hurt and he can't play anymore? What if that came out?
Be a little
disappointing.
Would
you feel differently about the tournament?
Well, it would change a little bit about how you feel about getting to where you want to get to if he can't play. Yes.
Would you feel differently about the tournament?
No. I loved the tournament last night. What am I going to come in and go, man, I love that, but man, I don't know. I don't want to do that.
Someone said the Dolphins couldn't play hockey. They're too soft.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more
stuff
to get
to. You want to comment
on that? Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know hockey's more physical than the Dolphins. I'm waiting for that one here today, too. Just tell Jordan Brooks.
Who wins in a fight, the Panthers or the Dolphins?
All right. Hey, I want to talk to you about injuries, man, since we're talking about it. I'm guessing the first thing when Matthew Tkachuk gets back today, Dr. Swartzen and all the doctors are going to be over there at Baptist Health, South Florida, going, hey, let's check Matthew out, give him a physical, see what's going on, or they'll see him for and they're practicing a little bit today and getting going here as everybody's on their way back. But sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. The bad news is nobody wants to get injured. The fact of the matter is if you're active and competitive in team or individual sports, no matter what age, you don't have to be a professional, you're going to get injured.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Marketers, Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it.
Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.